This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio for the market wrap is Sean Tanis. So the US and China have signed the first phase of their trade deal. And we were talking about this yesterday as well, and looking at the sort of impact it might have on investments coming to Malaysia. But first, what do we know, Sean, about phase one for now? And what has been the reaction so far been globally?
So what we knew before the actual signing was that China agreed to buy $200 billion worth of US goods over the next 2 years. But what needs to be clarified now is that the value is in addition to whatever they purchased in 2017. So that's actually very, very substantial, because in 2017, they bought $186 billion. So to break it down in total, we are talking about $263 billion this year and $309 billion next year, which is basically a record-breaking growth number. So Beijing has also promised to crack down on intellectual property theft and the forced transfer of American technologies. And on Washington's part, the U.S. has agreed to cut some tariffs on Chinese goods, including having the tariff rate it imposed back in September to 7.5%. Also, tariffs that were scheduled to go into effect last month on Chinese goods like mobile phones, laptops, toys and clothing are suspended indefinitely. And China's counter tariffs have also been suspended. However, you have tariffs of 25% on Chinese goods, which were put in place earlier. They will remain unchanged for now, but they will become part of the phase two negotiations at a later time.
Ooh, so it does, I guess, look like an economic truce after all for the US-China trade war. What do analysts and
I hope that's a good sigh.
It is. It's a sigh of relief, because this has been going on for way too long, you know. So, you know, what do analysts and industry players say about this deal? At a glance, it does look like China is giving in rather easily. And I guess on that note, also, how will this truce impact investments in Malaysia?
Yeah, so overall, analysts are mostly relieved, like you were just now. So
yeah.
Some believe that China might actually hit its economic targets as a result of this. China is also releasing some numbers tomorrow. And Moody's, meanwhile, issued a statement today. They think that phase one reduces the downside risk of renewed escalation, and it can also help boost bilateral exports. Having said that, details of the agreement suggest there remains some scope for friction between the two sides. And this is why many feel the US-China trade war is far from completely over. And back home, our Malaysian Investment Development Authority, or MIDA, they want to explore opportunities in this area under this current climate to bring in at least 200 billion ringgit worth of FDI into Malaysia. And this is Deputy CEO Arham Abdul Rahman commenting about MIDA's 2020 strategies.
This year, 2020, I must say it's quite a challenging year. What is happening now, the US and China trade war is still ongoing. There's a lot of opportunity that we can tap from this trade war. Recently, there's also some geopolitical issues where now in the Middle East, there's some tension and whatnot. So we are looking at that. If there's any opportunity that we would like to attract or to leverage on that, what is going on in that region. And then there's some positive development when it comes to Brexit. So we have been monitoring Brexit for the last many years. So this is where, again, MIDA would like to leverage moving forward how to get more investment, particularly in the manufacturing and services sector.
That was MIDA's Deputy CEO Arham Abdul Rahman. So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, London Biscuits shares tumbled about 40% today. What's happening there?
I think crumble would have been better word. But the High Court basically granted a winding up offer against London Biscuits' wholly owned subsidiary, Kinos Food Industries and Iran Berhad. So they basically failed to settle 5 million ringgit in unpaid invoices to Desa Potensi. So this is causing all the increase in trading volume for London Biscuits for the fourth consecutive day this week, and it's also the sixth back-to-back trading day that its volume rose over 30 million in a single day. So today itself, over 41 million shares were traded on the counter, and it closed at 1.5 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.